This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. As Clint and Tyler, you're trying to make sense of this season end of the Rockets, as they had a very, very tough end to it. It felt like they had really closed the gap and they were going to win this sucker. And then they came out, and the thing that has given them problems the whole way is their offensive output. And in the biggest game of the season, they're under 90 points again and struggled offensively. But I do want to start this a little Monday, weekend's best, weekend's worst. Text line, you can jump in, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well. In the sports world, hell, anywhere, to be honest with you. Who would you say was the weekend's best, the weekend's worst? We can roll through and look at that. Listen, I'm going to be different from Tyler. Tyler likes to go to the negative, all right? Tyler likes to go to the negative. No, damn it.
I like to get it out of the way.
I think we've done enough negative today. Okay. By the way, it is my birthday. I'm 41. Shout out to Reggie, who dropped off a little queso, a little margaritas, frozen ones. I just refilled. Shout out
did
to
you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
somehow
you should at your birthday, man.
Somehow I broke my straw in the process, so we're gonna have to go without the straw. Which, all right, it's all right. But shout out to him taking care of us.
Here, man, you need a straw? You got mine.
No, man, you take this straw.
Oh, okay, that's an offer.
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, do you just take another man's straw? Like, what's the relationship level that you have with another man to accept his straw? 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch.
I mean, how you feel about it, Tyler? Depends on what's on the other end of it.
Tyler, you needed a straw.
A lot of thoughts going through my head right now.
What's the relationship?
Limit them to a drink and a plastic straw, please.
Like, though. Sterling, obviously, you take Sterling's straw.
That's
Sterling
where
was
my
on
mind
the golf
went
course,
first.
By the way, this morning, and he looked like he had some sort of a strawberry margarita that I saw.
Really?
So shout out
didn't
to
even
Sterling.
Invite Tyler.
Damn, little brother's out there living. I had no idea.
Didn't mean to put you out there on there, Sterling, but I just wanted
to. Just in case your old lady didn't know.
I don't know.
Just in case your old lady thought you was at
bro.
Work.
But yeah, I thought Tyler had that one. I saw that one on. Well, that was on social media. That's on him. It was
fair,
on social
fair.
Media. I saw that, and I felt like it was open season.
That is right where my mind went first, though. It was like, okay, I've shared a straw with brother before. Family members, of course. I think that might be where it stops for me.
I think family members start, right? Like, your best friend, is it Blaine? Would you? Nope, let me not go there. I could see the look in your eye as soon as you said that. As soon as I said Blaine, you're not. Maybe another straw. Like, are you taking Cap straw?
Nah, I don't know where Cap's mouth is. I mean, ain't no way. Hell no.
Because I know you'll take Linda's straw.
I throw that straw out and drink whatever. I'll drink after whatever he's got in that cup.
But you're not taking a straw.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Sorry, Cap, but my like, I'll damn near take any straw.
What about big draws?
Oh, yeah. No question. I mean, both of y'all, I'd take y'all's straw. If I really felt I needed a straw, I'd take both of y'all's straw.
I don't really use straws.
I'm not a big straw guy either, but I would take y'all straw if you needed I needed a straw. If I needed a damn straw, I would not think twice.
You need
about
a straw on this one, because I've nearly thrown this margarita in my face.
If either of y'all take me out, hey, look, it's just time to go. After all stuff I've done, yeah, I mean, look.
If this is it, you know, this would be the thing. All right.
If it's drinking through a straw after Ron and Tyler, then hell, I mean, it's just my time.
All right, Tyler.
Hey, pride myself on my hygiene.
We've learned about each other's hygiene. Tyler, what's your weekend's best? Who is your weekend's best this week?
My best has got to go to that man in the khakis, Jake from Rake Farm, Jake Myers.
What the hell
he
got
does
in?
Look like a khaki, what heck, like a Jim Harbaugh's crease khaki guy.
Yeah. But that strong. What in the hell got into Jake this weekend?
I don't know, but I liked it.
Specifically Saturday, what happened to Jake?
If you missed it out there, Saturday, old Jake Myers and his khakis. Jake was just the fourth player since 1901 to record 13-plus total bases. He went 4-for-4, 2 homers, 7 RBI, 13 total bases. Have yourself a day, young
He was
Jake.
2-for-4 on Friday as well, and mm-hmm. then he had a hit yesterday before they called the rain delay. So
can I add a little something to it, Tyler?
Go ahead, add to it.
Please.
Tied the club record with 13 total bases. By the way, Jordan Alvarez last year versus Philly had that. First player in franchise history to tally 13 total bases while batting ninth. Or is it? Yeah, it's ninth. I think my eyes are bad, boys. It's ninth.
We've been talking about that for a couple of weeks now.
Just the fourth player in MLB history ever to record 13 or more total bases and batting the ninth hole. Some fellow named Jackie Bradley got that. Tied the club record for 4 extra base hits in a game. It's now happened 6 times. Bregman was the last to do it. First Astro to record 4 extra base hits from the 9-hole. But 9-hole really, really keeps surfacing here.
Jake with the rake.
His career best 7 RBIs are 1 shy of the club record and the most by an Astro since Jose Abreu had 7 in 2023 at Texas.
Yeah, it was a huge week, and they needed it. They're down 3-0 in that game, and Jake single-handedly brought them back.
It feels
and
huge.
And that thing. All right, Clint, what's your weekend's best? Who's your weekend's best?
I'm gonna go with Washington D.C. just in general.
Oh, just the city of D.C.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it started out with the Commanders. I mean, they got their quarterback and they had a great season, right? And then D.C. they've announced that they're going to move.
They're going to build a new stadium.
At the same location. RFK location, so they're bringing it back. I didn't realize that when they built the new,
they're in Landover or something now,
which was not in the district. So now they're bringing it back to the district, yeah. And then I saw this morning where President Trump announced that the 2027 draft will be in D.C. Boy, it's amazing what happens when you sell the team when a crook and just a terrible human being sells the team and somebody gets a hold of it and they start moving and shaking. It's amazing how quickly you can turn the page there.
I want to start working on us trying to get to that. It's supposed to be at the mall.
Yeah,
like that's going to be a hell of a setup.
Yeah,
I want to get with the boss and start working.
I mean, that's
on
2 years. Where's the draft at next year?
You're right. I don't even know if I'll still be working here in 2 years. But I want to work on that now, boss. Maybe just get it in 2027. That would be a nice one to go to.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Texans have a first round pick.
I guess I have been there because we played the.
I'm about to say you played Washington often.
Yeah, we, and they were still the other team then.
And were they playing at RFK then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. My my weekend's best is to Caitlin Clark. I will be honest with you, fellas. Caitlin Clark, she played an exhibition game at home and they beat Brazil by 90. I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think they won that game. By 90, the Fever played Brazil, and they played it at Iowa, her old spot, and she went off. She hit, you know, a logo three. She hit a shot from, but she's just pulling up.
Like, yeah, girl.
Like Steph does. And the reason why I say that is yesterday, prior to the Rockets game, the number one sports trending thing on my timeline was Caitlin Clark going crazy. And I'll be honest, fellas. I wondered if this would kind of subside a bit. I wonder, all right, now the novelty is over. Year one, she's playing in the league. It feels like people still care about Caitlin Clark. And the interest level is shooting up with Caitlin Clark, which is to me, and she's I didn't realize it, an exhibition game against Brazil.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest talk.
Tip the cap to the WNBA because that game was played – at her college, Iowa.
Yep.
Angel Reese and what's the little white chick that's a guard that was at LSU and then went to TCU, drafted to Chicago.
Van Leith
or whatever her name is. So she's on that same team. She had played at LSU, won a national title with LSU. And they played a exhibition game at LSU on the campus. Shout out to WNBA for thinking outside the box. Absolutely. I mean, tip to cap to the WNBA for thinking outside the box and making that happen. That would be now. I mean, I don't. If I were a Hawkeye or if I were a LSU grad, that would be something that would be cool as hell to be a part of, to go back and see. Job well done right there by WNBA.
Tyler, real quick, let's go through what's your weekend worst. Who is your weekend's worst?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalen Green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he cost you money? Did you stay away from Jalen?
Yeah, I did. I didn't bet on him.
By the way, we got to get in. He should be an honorable mention. Tyler closed out Friday by only missing one bet. He was, 77% for the week?
Yes, sir.
And that's 20 bets.
Man, that is big. What's your weekend worst?
Abdul Carter. And this same guy that asked to have Lawrence Taylor's number, and he got shot down, so he turned around and asked for number 11, Phil Simms' number. And he got shot down again. I mean, what is he doing?
Well, 11 was your college
shot. I mean, what's he doing? What are you doing? Like, just stop, man.
What other numbers are there?
Who cares?
Anything but those two.
If you go to New York, anything but those two.
What other Giants numbers are off the market?
I mean, I think it's just those two.
Eli,
right?
Does he go for 10 next?
Well, I was about to say, what was Eli?
I mean, Eli?
Go for 10 next? Go for Eli? You going to roll up to Carl Banks next?
I mean, damn.
Harry Carson next.
Pick a number already.
My weekend worst goes to Charles, Kenny, and Shaq. As the game was coming to an end, they go fishing, and they took the Rockets fishing. And Charles said, "Who the hell is that in the water?" And Kenny didn't have it. Shaq didn't have it. Ernie said, "That's Jose Altuve. He's in a trash can." They said, "Oh."
They didn't have Jose Altuve.
Oh,
wow.
Really, really happy.
They didn't have it. And he's in uniform. I'm going to show you the photo. They did not have Jose Altuve. It's absolutely, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry. Like, I understand.
It's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I understand it's not a national sport, but that damn trash can thing was a pretty big deal. And he seems to be, for some reason, the cover. That got to be, like.
But that's almost like not knowing who Spud Webb is.
And then Charles had the audacity to circle around and say, "Is that Jim Parsons?" I said, "Hell, you got Jim Parsons, but you ain't got Jose Altuve."
Holy sh!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.